Good morning, I'm Mike Horace with the WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, May 11th. The Michigan State Capitol Commission will hold a meeting remotely today. One of the agenda items is a discussion on whether to ban firearms in the Capitol. Rick Pluta reports.
This will be the commission's first meeting since a protest that saw many demonstrators carry guns into the building. That was at the same time the legislature was meeting to make decisions on the state's coronavirus response. Many Democrats say they felt threatened and called for a ban on the open carry of firearms into the building.
It'll certainly be an issue for discussion.
John Truscott is a Republican on the commission.
Personally, I don't believe that there's a reason to bring a loaded weapon into the building, but state law allows it. So I'm obligated to follow state law.
But Attorney General Dana Nessel, a Democrat, has advised the commission it can ban guns in the Capitol and says she would defend a ban in court. I'm Rick Pluta.
Michigan restaurants are moving forward with plans to reopen on May 29th. That is the day after the governor's stay-at-home order is set to expire. The Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association on Friday released a plan that includes details about how to maintain social distance in restaurants, as well as guidance on where to purchase face masks for employees. Justin Winslow is the president and CEO of the association. He says it's unlikely that restaurants will be operating at capacity when they open back up.
Creating a six-foot barrier, six-foot distance minimal between guests is much more important than trying to operate at a specific percentage threshold.
Winslow says the goal of the guidance is to make sure that customers feel as safe as possible about returning to restaurants. Michigan manufacturers begin reopening factories today. As Quinn Kleinfelter reports, the state is bringing some plants back online, even as it orders residents to remain home to limit the spread of coronavirus.
Michigan relies in large part on manufacturing, but most plants have been closed since March because of the pandemic. Business leaders are pressing Governor Gretchen Whitmer to restart factories, but Whitmer says reopening the state's economy is more like turning a dial than flipping a switch. She's mandating that manufacturers adhere to strict safety protocols, including staggering work shifts, screening employees for infections, and creating sufficient space between them in the job areas. It remains to be seen whether workers will feel safe enough to return to their jobs. Parts suppliers say they want to gear up production to feed automakers, who are expected to restart their facilities next week. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
A new report is predicting a second wave of deaths across the country, not from the coronavirus, but from suicide and drug overdoses. The report uses data from previous economic downturns to make its predictions about an increase in, quote, deaths of despair. Jake Westfall is director of the Robert Graham Center. That is a Washington, D.C.-based health policy group that is behind the report. He says their projections show that between 28,000 and 150,000 additional deaths of despair across the country are possible over the next 10 years.
Michigan, it looks like, has anywhere from about 1,500 to 3,000 additional deaths, depending on the rate of recovery of the economy.
Westfall says he suspects social isolation will likely increase these numbers, although he says the scale of the isolation is unprecedented, so it's hard to know exactly what the impact will be. Central Michigan University researchers are testing to see if the emergence of coronavirus could be linked to fish. We have more from Sarah Bikes.
The project is using fish and certain coronavirus strains to see if the emergence of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, can be traced to fish sold in the city's open markets. The main question this project is looking to answer is, can fish catch and carry the coronavirus? Researcher Michael Conway says determining which species can carry the virus may help people understand which ones to avoid.
It's important for us to determine how big the well is of possible reservoirs and intermediate hosts of these viruses, because we need to know where the risks are so that we can prevent a pandemic in the future.
Conway says they are currently experimenting with model viruses that are not as dangerous as COVID-19. Sarah Bikes, WCMU News.
Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie has announced it will hold continuous fall and spring semesters in a move to reduce the spread of coronavirus. More on that from Ben Thorpe.
The university had already announced plans to hold in-person classes, citing the low number of COVID cases in Chippewa County. Now, university officials say they plan to end fall semester before Thanksgiving and hold spring semester without a spring break. Fred Pierce is the Dean of Admissions and Marketing at LSSU. He says the hope is to reduce the amount of student travel that might bring the virus to campus.
It occurred to us that if we started early and finished early, students wouldn't have that need to travel for the holiday break, and that would limit our risk and exposure as well as theirs.
Instead of classes beginning the fall semester on August 24th, Lake Superior State will begin on August 10th. Pierce says, to his knowledge, they are the first university in the state or nation to do this. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
The U.S. unemployment rate hit 14.7% in April. That is the highest rate since the Great Depression. 20.5 million jobs vanished in the worst monthly loss on record. What can be made of the data as some states begin reopening their economies and Michigan's manufacturers come back online? Patrick Center has that story.
The change from one month to the next month is mind-boggling. The number of people who lost jobs between the beginning of March and April.
A national unemployment rate of 14.7% is historic, and Paul Isley, Associate Dean in the Seidman College of Business at Grand Valley State University, says next month's U.S. reading will be even worse.
The unemployment numbers are actually gathered the week of April 12th. And since that time, there's been close to 10 million more people apply for unemployment benefits nationwide. That's starting to point towards a number that will be north of 20% is a possibility now for May.
While we won't get the Michigan unemployment numbers for a few more weeks, Isley says the state is behaving differently.
But we can see from the jobless claims numbers that it really plateaued as we were getting into the last 2 weeks towards the end of April. And so as a result, we're actually probably have already peaked in Michigan, and we'll start to see that start to drop.
As the state reopens its economy, Isley says the unemployment rate will drop into high single digits mid-summer. I'm Patrick Center.
A new Spectrum Health study shows African American and Hispanic children with cancer fare far worse than their white counterparts when admitted to intensive care units. The study's lead researcher expects to see similar findings among children infected with COVID-19. Michelle Jokishpolo has more.
After studying over 10,000 children with cancer across racial and ethnic spectrums, Dr. Surrender Rajasekaran, the medical director of research at Spectrum Health Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, came to this conclusion.
Hispanic and African American patients tended to do worse in surviving ICU disease when they had cancer.
According to Dr. Rajasekaran's findings, African American and Latinx children tended to be admitted into pediatric intensive care units much later than white children with similar diagnoses, such as infections and pneumonia. He thinks this is because of a lack of access to healthcare, not related to whether the children had private medical insurance or Medicaid.
We have patients who call us at night if their kid has a cough or a cold. And then you have other patients who bring their other parents who bring their kids, you know, to the hospital sick, and they're kind of, you know, much sicker. If I had to go with my instincts, it would be a question of access, that these patients don't have the same types of access, the minority patients that the Caucasian patients typically have.
Dr. Rajasekaran says currently the medical community is hearing of similar findings when adult patients with COVID-19 are admitted into the ICU. And while he's not seeing many children with coronavirus admitted to the pediatric intensive care unit, he expects to see disparities in race and ethnicity show up within those infected and admitted. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.
And that is your WCMU Monday Morning News Roundup. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.